Our show's name pays tribute to the Boer Trekkers of South Africa, who in 1838 soundly defeated 30,000 Zulus on the bank of the Nkomo River, thereafter called Blood River, from the water turning red with the blood of the slain. Miraculously, no Boer Trekker died and only three were wounded. Now, your friend, Eddie Miller, will be your ambassador for tonight's show.
Dear Blood River Radio, this is Flying by the Ass by the Seat of Your Pants Radio. So, hope you got your asbestos suit on. I can say that crap because Jay has awarded me the technical degree, a certificate. I am technically edumacated now. And I even sent it to Jason Robb. And he can testify to that. But anyway, Jason's got to make a quick announcement before he goes. That's Jason Robb, attorney for the Council of the Knights of the Ku Klux Klan over in Harrison, Arkansas. Jason, make us that. Go ahead and do that announcement before you go, brother.
Yeah. So we this coming weekend, April 25th, 26th, and 27th, we are having what we have annually called our Faith and Freedom Conference. It's actually sponsored by the Christian Revival Center. The Knights Party, we usually have our conference that time of the year, Labor Day. But this coming weekend, it's the Faith and Freedom Conference. The theme of it is you can become an overcomer. And so we're going to have some good speakers. It's a good family event. It's held at the Christian Revival Center. Is on private property, and so we have a cabins there. We have a conference center, and so anybody that would like to attend, they can give us a call at 870-427-3414, or they can go to ChristianRevivalCenter.net, and they can get more information. It's open to anybody of good moral standards and white people. So we just promote a cause that being proud of who you are, be proud of your race, culture, and heritage. And again, it's a pro-family event. And so a lot of times people come into this racial awareness, different stages of their lives, and so they can come and attend, and I think they will have a really good time. It's on private property. It's not in the city, so they'll be really just relax, and we always like to have people come here, and when they leave, they feel re-energized to go back to their communities and try to help continue the cause, continue to be a network of other people, like-minded people, and so that's what we're about. And so we would enjoy anyone who would like to come out and have a great time this week, and just contact me.
And if anybody, if you missed that, if you need any kind of technical details, you can call me, you can get in touch with me, send me an email, eddie@bloodriverradio.com, and I'll get you all the information you need. So thank you so much, Jason, for coming out, buddy. You did a wonderful job. First or second hour, I really flatly enjoyed it. I know Jason Kessler enjoyed it, had a wonderful time. I think we put out some good work. And we started off honoring Resurrection Day, and that's still our theme. But now we have John Wassel coming on, and he's going to take he's going to take us out. The rest of this hour belongs to Don Wassel. Great, hadn't met him in person, but I consider him a friend, a brother. And he's been in the movement a long time, and so we're going to welcome Don Wassel on. Thank you so much, Jason Robb, for coming on, brother. And tell your dad and everybody I said hi. Tell everybody out there I said hi.
Okay.
Bye-bye, son. Bye-bye. So, Don, what's up? What's up? What are we going to do tonight, brother?
Well, you're the host, Eddie.
Well, you're in bad
shape. I feel about as organized as you right now, so I don't know what you want to talk about, but whatever. I mean, I'll give it my best shot, however it goes.
Human's hack. Since I got a lot of stuff to talk about, but before I forget, I'm notorious forgetting. You told me the other day when we talked that you had restarted the Freedom News, the name of the newspaper. Tell us a little bit about the newspaper you've restarted. I used to be a subscriber to it. Tell us about that newspaper. It's online now. And you also have a podcast. Tell us a little bit about that and what it's about before we roll on any other stuff. So go ahead and tell our audience about that.
I don't want to get anybody's hopes up. So the Freedom Times newspaper, which was a monthly print publication, I had to end that about 2 years ago because of lack of finances, just too many increasing expenses and not enough money coming in to offset that. You know, that's the fate of a lot of print publications, especially patriotic ones. So I have not started that back up. What I've done is restart a everything I'm doing now is online. A lot of what I used to do wasn't online. It was snail mail, it was political organizing, it was a political organization, a political party called the Populist Party. If you go back far enough, Freedom Times newspaper, literature to pass out, just all, you know, meetings, all that kind of stuff. But what I'm doing now, everything's online. Not my choice, but it's about the best I can do right now. And there's a lot to be said about being online anyways. I mean, it's not all bad. I think there's a lot of good to it. I just miss the other parts, and I think they're important. But, you know, maybe the print edition will come back at some point, but not without a lot of financing from somewhere. But what I've done, you know, I have a online news aggregation site called AmericanFreedomNews.us, AmericanFreedomNews.us. I used to have that online, but when I stopped the Freedom Times, I ended that as well. But I've had it rebuilt, and in all modesty, I think it's a really good site. And you know, I hear you mentioning Jason Kessler. If anybody goes there now, they'll see the top story is one that happens to be written by Jason Kessler. It appeared, you know, I think in the Young's Review originally. Blacks rally to defend killer of white teen, Austin Metcalf. I think everybody's familiar with that horrendous atrocity that happened. And the aftermath is almost as sickening as the murder itself, where they're trying to make the killer into a victim of racism. And it's just, you know, it just shows how twisted this country has become in so many ways. And you know, white people better get their act together, or it's just going to get worse. But at any rate, if you go on there, I put about a dozen stories on there a day, and I look at a lot of different sites on the internet. I don't just put the standard conservative stuff or the stuff that a lot of other sites do. It's a unique site. I think if anybody goes to it, they'll see that I put a lot of stuff on there that they won't find on other sites unless they really scour the internet. Not that many people will do that. So I'm pretty happy. I'm proud of it, actually. It's AmericanFreedomNews.us. As we've talked about before, I still have CastFootball.us, C-A-S-T-E, football.us. That's been online since 2004. It's almost 21 years old. Still going strong. The NFL draft, it's coming up next weekend, or Thursday, Friday, Saturday of next week, and CastFootball will be a very busy place because we have a lot of activity following the draft, and the draft itself, mostly derisive of the picks. Because every year, we know what's going to happen. Yes. Whites are only going to be about 20% of those picked year after year. It's mind-numbing how set in stone the racial politics of sports, and particularly the NFL, are. So we almost know what's coming, and we will have lots of commentary about it. A lot of it's humorous and sarcastic, because you got to be that way. You can't, you know, you can go nuts in this country if you take things too seriously. So we have fun with it, but we also document it, and for those that are interested. And it's still, after all those years, 21 years, it's still the one-of-a-kind site. There's not another site like it on the internet. So that's still going. And the other thing I've started about a month and a half ago is a Substack column. It's called Postcards from the Empire. And I'm starting to update that more and more. I kind of wanted to sit back for a while and take in this new Trump administration. And as I think you know, Eddie, I was pretty upbeat about Trump initially. I liked a lot of the executive orders he was writing and signing, but not too happy right now. So I'm starting to turn on him as it's becoming clear that he's not going to do a lot of the things he said he'd do. But at any rate, my Postcards from the Empire is my Substack column. Wow. Anyone wants to check it out, they go to donwassall.substack.com. Don Wassall, W-A-S-S-A-L-L, .substack, S-U-B-S-T-A-C-K.com, donwassall.substack.com. If you're on the internet and you listen to this, please help me out, because you start off with nothing on Substack, and there's a lot of competition. So Those that like what I write and what I believe in, what I stand for, and what I've done all these years, I would appreciate your support. So that's basically what I'm doing, Eddie.
Well, I tell you, you've laid out a lot out there for me to respond to. And one thing that always first drew me to you and people like you is because I'm old school, and I remember when the Populist Party was going pretty daggum strong. In fact, it was the third, I hear the music for the first break. Don, we'll be right back after this break. Dear Blood River Radio family, don't leave anywhere. We've got this program is not anywhere near over. Be right back, folks.
Step into the boots of the American West with Range Magazine, where grit meets grace. This is a front row seat to the stories, struggles, and triumphs of ranchers, farmers, and stewards of the land. From jaw-dropping photography to no-nonsense reporting, Range brings you the untold tales of life on the range. Whether you're a city dweller with a cowboy's heart or living life where the pavement ends, Range speaks to the soul of the West. Subscribe today at rangemagazine.com.
Blood River Radio is the only news media in the United States whose sole purpose of being is to fight against the ever-rising tide of global white genocide, both soft and hard genocide, whether it is in the form of ethnic cleansing via the current massive invasion of non-white, non-Christian hordes that are overwhelming the once all-white nations of Western Europe, the United Kingdom, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, and the United States, or via the hard genocide in South Africa, where the rape, murder, and torture of whites is an ongoing daily occurrence. Though we are a Christian brotherhood, we will cooperate with other groups in our operations if it will shorten our people's casualty list. We further pledge to you to leave the radio studio at every opportunity and take it to our churches, to our universities, and most importantly, we promise to occupy the streets. However, none of our mission can succeed without funding. Please help us all that you can and donate to our cause by going to www.bloodriverradio.com.
This is a battle between truth and deceit, a battle between forces that would enslave this country in darkness and between a media that wants to present you with the truth.
We are being censored. America's news outlets no longer provide the truth. 90% of news outlets in the United States are controlled by 6 corporations. The mission of the Epoch Times is to chase the truth, to ground all statements in fact.
TheEpicTimes.com.
Go ahead, make my day.
Dear Blood River Radio family, Don laid a lot out there for the comment on. One thing I would like to go back, I know we spent a lot of time at it the second hour, and that was we honored Austin Metcalf, the kid, the 17-year-old, who was brutally murdered in Frisco, Texas, by another classmate. And just to briefly summarize, in case you people just coming on, the black, I call them humanoids, went into a tent, it wasn't even his tent, where Austin Metcalf, his twin brother, and some other friends were. And they asked the troublemaking black to leave. And he wouldn't. And I don't know exactly if Austin put his hand on the black and said, you need to get out of here. You know how 17-year-old football players do. And the ne'er-do-well, Carmelo Anthony, had a backpack with him. And he had his hand in the backpack. He said, put your hands on me one more time and you see what happens to you. I don't know what happened after that, but we do know that Carmelo Anthony, the black, stabbed the white Austin Metcalf in the heart and killed him. He died there on the scene. Austin Metcalf died on the scene in the arms of his twin brother. And what really upsets me more than anything, and you've alluded to it or talked about it too, Don, was for me the sickening way white people respond to that. Jason Kessler said that the blood, Austin Metcalf's blood wasn't dry on the street yet. It was still, you know, it might be rhetorical, but his body's not even cold. And the father cannot wait to say he forgives the black animal who killed his son. I cannot imagine that. I just cannot cope with that. And I'll just say it one more time. I think people know how I feel about that. I despise white people like that more than I do Jews or blacks. I despise them 10 times more than I do a Jew and a black. I can understand a black because they're like pit bulls. They're like junkyard dogs. They're like chimpanzees. They're just animals, and they have no better. They're, you know, you were going to expect a pit bull to have more remorse on you. But especially someone, and my wife knows, had a friend. Her mother was murdered in the bank where I do my business by a ne'er-do-well black. And her body wasn't in the grave yet, Don, until the woman was up there. She made, oh, I forgive him. I hope he turns to Christ. I hope he turns his death around. I hope my mother's death, if it could do one thing, if it bring this poor black child to Christ. You know how that sickening vomit goes. I despise those people. But, you know, we talked about that a lot, but I'd just like to throw that back out there again. We couldn't talk about that too much. And one more thing.
Do you remember did the name Reginald Denny come up? Do you remember him?
Yes. Reginald Denny. Yes. You tell us a little bit about that, Don.
No, that was the 1992 Rodney King riots. And Reginald Denny was a truck driver who was driving his truck through a section of L.A. where a serious riot had broken out. And there was a news helicopter filmed it from above what happened. And basically a group of blacks pulled him out of the truck and beat him and almost killed him. I think they smashed a rock against his head a few times and
yes.
fractured his skull and almost turned him into a vegetable. I mean, he survived, but he infamously forgave them, you know, right away. And just like, this was 1992. So, I mean, the disease goes back. The diseased state of mind of a lot of white people goes back a long way. And that's what I thought of when Austin Metcalf's father forgave his son's killer and said it wasn't a racial thing, which was outrageous because it was a purely racial thing. But on Cats Football, my one site, somebody yes. had written, I mean, there was a lot of discussion about this, obviously. I mean, it's made national news, not that, you know, I mean, from the national media, no, but the alternative media, it's a big story. And one poster wrote that, well, his father couldn't have loved him to say something like that. And I disagreed with him. And I said, I think his father loved him very much. I mean, you look at pictures of this kid, Austin Metcalf, he was a good kid, good-looking yes. kid. He was a jock. I mean, you'd be proud to have a son like him. So I disagree. I think his father raised him well. It's just that his father... And I think it's true of a lot of white men, especially not so much older white men, but middle-aged white men that have been indoctrinated from the time they were born with all this, you know, kumbaya stuff, we're all the same, and, you know, don't make anything racial, forgive those that, that punish you for being white, et cetera, et cetera. And I think there's just a heck of a lot of white men, especially middle-aged ones, you know, the ones that wear the football jerseys of black heroes, they're black heroes and stuff. I mean, these people have a mindset that we cannot understand. But I don't think it's because he didn't love his son. I just think it's part of the tragedy of what's happened to this country, going multiracial and all the double standards and the hypocrisy and just the general virulent anti-whiteness that characterizes this society. And he's, Stockholm Syndrome or whatever you want to call it. There's a heck of a lot of people that go along with it. There's a lot of whites that would fight other whites that try to stand up for the white race. They fight them to the death. I mean, that's how yes. strongly they believe in the liberal poison that they've been indoctrinated with. And so that's what's coming out with this whole thing. And not only the father and his attitude, but then you see the grifters. I mean, this guy speaking for the... Perps, Carmelo Anthony, speaking for him and his family, this guy has a rap sheet about 10 pages long. I mean, it's just like, why can't blacks ever have a hero or a martyr that's not a criminal? I mean, it's just unbelievable, you know? The people, and then, of course, the white liberals rally around them. It's like this creep from El Salvador. They pick scum
yes.
and turn them into martyrs. I mean, you know, and it just shows you how far gone a segment of this country is, and it's a large segment, unfortunately. I mean, it's, you know, you wonder if we can reconcile it just brings up those questions too. Can we coexist with liberals and these black supremacists? And you know, just a lot of the poison that's been unleashed in our society. And of course, whites, a lot of whites can't stand what's going on, but they don't want to say anything either because they're afraid of what will happen to them.
They're so afraid of being called racist.
Well, but what can you do though? Let's look at it from a practical, logistical standpoint. I know there's a lot of talk on the internet. People are mad. They're writing and talking to each other. But what can you actually do about it? You know, unless you organize as a force of some kind, take
Bingo.
It to the streets or take it to the ballot box, do something, it's just going to continue until there's a counterforce, a strong counterforce against it. And there isn't right now. Our anger is not going to change anything.
Yes, you got that right. You know what? You open up, like I said, we fly by the seat of our pants, but I tell you what, this is some of the best spontaneous stuff. You open up something else that goes back to the Populist Party. You said, and I'll kind of add this, the Frankfurt School, I never paid a whole lot of attention to it, but I know you're well known about the Frankfurt School, the Adolf Hitler and the Germans, the National Socialists ran the communist Jew Frankfurt School out of Germany. So where do they come? Where do all Jews come? They wind up here in the United States, and they put their modus operandi, whatever you want to call it, their blueprint to take over this country and all other countries, like they did the Soviet Union and murdered 60, 70, 80 million people there. They said they were going to do the long march through the institutions. And this is just builds on just what you said, Don. They took they got themselves embedded, and you just named it, in the universities, trickling on down to the high schools, the grammar schools. They got into the law schools. They've taken over. You know, they're in their court systems. The majority of these out of control federal judges, district judges, are woke communist Jews. And I think we should get rid of those. They're not constituted by the Constitution of the United States. Only allows, and I know you know this better than I do because you're a lawyer. The Constitution of the United States says you have to have that one court, the United States Supreme Court. But these other courts are there at the behest of the Congress. They can get rid of just a stroke of a pen. But that's what they've done. They organize politically, and now they have marched through the institutions. They yeah. own the media, so that's what we have to do. And it's going to take forever to do that. I really
Not
don't have
no.
A lot of-
well, I disagree. I think this is why I'm getting very critical of Trump, because I think it's his duty. This was like the last chance to mount an offensive against all these forces, because they do run everything. They have marched through the institutions, and they run them all. And if 4 more years go by without Trump, without some kind of counter-revolution to clean up this country and get rid of the communist poison, then they'll just come right back in power again in 28 or so, 2028, and then they'll come back with a vengeance. It'll be even worse than it was under Biden. So I'm actually, talking about my Substack, my last two columns, and maybe this will get people interested in it. One of them is about... the one I posted yesterday is called Ban the Democrat Party, which I wrote half-seriously.
All right.
On national security grounds. This party, they're the spearhead. I mean, they should be called the Communist Party. They've taken over virtually everything, and they're the ones that have been the spearhead of what I call the permanent cultural communist revolution, which started in the 1960s and really gained 1968. I'm sure you remember well what an infamous year that was. So much happened
yes.
that year. That was almost a year of no return when you look back in time, when everything was speeded up, all the negative liberal policies and racial policies and the toxic feminism and everything that's happened since then really started in a big way in 1968. So, and it's been the Democrat Party pushing all of it. And of course, the Republican Party is just, they're the Washington generals to the Harlem Globetrotters, which are the Democrats, They just play their role well.
Got that. We've got to go at the bottom of the hour break. We have a 5-minute break, Don. So if you got to use the restroom or anything, folks, dear Blood River Radio family, if you got to use the restroom, get coffee, whatever, you got about 4.5 minutes. So people will be right back. Hang on to your seats.
Your daily Liberty Newswire. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jason Walker. Former President Bill Clinton returning today to Oklahoma City for a ceremony 30 years after the deadliest homegrown attack in American history. It was April 19th, 1995. A truck bomb exploded, destroying a nine-story federal building in the downtown area.
I know over the last 30 years, you are probably managing your losses better, but I know the pain has never gone away. I know you still miss the people you lost.
The bombing claimed the lives of 168 people, including 19 small children. Also at townhall.com, a federal judge telling the Trump administration to correct the record about fired employees.
A U.S. district judge in California ordered the administration to provide probationary workers who were let go in mass firings a written statement saying they were not terminated for poor performance. Judge William Alsup issued the order in a lawsuit filed by labor unions. He found that the Office of Personnel Management unlawfully ordered the firings and used the pretense of poor performance to do so. The judge found it was impossible for federal agencies to assess each worker's performance in only a matter of days. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The Supreme Court temporarily blocking the deportations of any Venezuelans held in North Texas. Court directed the Trump administration not to remove Venezuelans held in the Bluebonnet Detention Center. Transgender protesters marching today in London. Those demonstrations coming after the UK's Supreme Court ruled that a woman is someone born biologically female and transgender women are excluded from that legal definition. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The following is a paid advertisement by Family Vacation Getaways with the purpose of soliciting sales of vacation ownership. For complete details, please visit fvgradio.com. If you want a 100% complimentary stay at a luxury resort in Cancun, airfare not included, then Family Vacation Getaways is your ticket to paradise. See website for complete details. We're giving away 5 days and four nights to the first 50 callers who can name an animal that lays eggs and is not a bird. An animal that lays eggs and is not a bird. Do you know it? Call now, 800-208-0414. 800-208-0414. You're also eligible for an exciting bonus vacation to Orlando, Florida for just $498. And don't worry about anything ruining your plans. We can extend your travel up to 18 months. Name an animal that lays eggs and is not a bird and you get a complimentary Cancun resort stay and an optional bonus vacation to Orlando for just $498. What are you waiting for? Call 800-208-0414, 800-208-0414 and give us your answer. The proceeding is not a contest and is a paid advertisement by Family Vacation Getaways and not sponsored by this program or its affiliates.
Hello friends, this is Jacob from Blood River Radio. We call the kings into account and tell the truth to shame the devil on this show every week because we are of the firm conviction that our cause cannot succeed without true revival amongst the remnant, amongst that principled minority of the dispossessed majority. Now is the time to stand and be counted, to do like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who would not bow down to the false idols of their day, even under pain of death, like the 300 mighty men of valor who surrounded the Midianites with Gideon, or the 7,000 men that God told the prophet Elijah had not bowed their knees to Baal in a time when even calling fire down from heaven would not awaken our kinsmen from their slumber. If you are encouraged by our labors in the trenches for the kingdom and the cause of truth, liberty, and righteousness, I urge you to consider supporting this program. No donation is too small. We can do with thousands or even hundreds what our enemies and the powers and the principalities of this present darkness need tens of millions to do. So please donate today at BloodRiverRadio.com and help us take up the hedge and stand in the gap against the great evils of our time.
Looking for an IT partner that truly understands your needs? Managed IT Services is the answer. We meet with you regularly to discuss your goals and form a tailored technology plan. Our customers have called us a trusted advisor who delivers. When it comes to IT, we do it all. Firewalls, cloud storage, server migration, and more. Say goodbye to long-term contracts and hello to a team that earns your business month after month. Call 801-706-6980 now and let Managed IT Services transform your IT experience.
Have you ever had great honey? No, I mean really good, all-natural, raw honey. Well, now you can, thanks to localhoneyman.com. We can ship out our locally made honey all across the U.S. So don't worry, you won't miss out. Plus, Local Honeyman has so many different flavors, like Utah Wildflower, High Desert Delight, Happy Valley, and Blackberry, just to name a few. So purchase your delicious raw honey today at localhoneyman.com.
being this is a 44 Magnum, the most powerful handgun in the world, and would blow your head clean off, you've got to ask yourself one question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, Bunk?
Dear Blood River Radio family, we just had a great conversation in the break, and we're going to take off on that conversation that me and Don had. I was telling Don that I never had any confidence in Trump because I knew, beyond a shadow of a doubt, that the Jews had him. They control him 100%. I mean, we talked about this. He gave his press. His daughter's like a runway model. He gave her over to this Jew. Don't remember his name now, but doesn't matter. He's just a Jew. She's converted over to the Kabbalah, converted to Judaism. Kabbalah is even worse. It's like the really weird satanic part of Judaism, which Judaism is satanic anyway. But I knew he was controlled by the Jews. All his the Jews, Jewish people, and we read a lot of the names of them last week. We won't labor that. We went name after name after name until I got a horse. But Jews contributed over $1 billion just in this last time he ran for election. The guy who owned that casino out there, Sheldon Adelson, his wife, contributed $100 billion. Jews, she's a huge supporter of Israel. She's a huge Zionist. They hate Christians. So I knew all that. Now, going forward a little bit, excuse this hack. Thank you, metoprolol. Beta blocker. But anyway, these federal judges, the things that people say, oh, well, he's trying to do this, trying to do that. I say Trump's been trying to throw red meat, so-called alt-right. But if he would actually come through and do it, more power to him. If he's been, people are telling me, my buddies, he's been checked at every corner, Don, by these out-of-control, and I'm getting ready to get to the point, these out-of-control federal judges that are not judges at all, they're just damn communist Jews, Bushovics, Christian haters. Here's an article here on the True News site. I think it came from, I don't know, from Reuters. It says, Martial Law or Insurrection Act report to President Trump due on April 20th. President Trump's, some of his advisors are making up a report to tell him where they recommend him enacting the Insurrection Act or Martial Law. Well, from what I've heard, it's my opinion that the Insurrection Act would not be go far enough because in order to for this Trump dude, if he really wants to do what he says he's going to do, he's going to have to become a dictator. And I'm going to get and I'm going to say this because if he, I'm going to say one more thing. We'll go to Don because Don wrote a whole story on back this hell back 8 years ago, or whatever. All right. Under if he declares martial law, he can do what good old Uncle Joe lover, Uncle Joe Stalin lover, President Eisenhower did in 1957 when they sent the 101st Airborne Division into Little Rock to segregate that school at Bayonet Point. And then later on, they sent the National Guard to Oxford, Mississippi, Bayonet Point, kill some people there. Then they sent the I think JFK was sent the troops into Birmingham and not into Tuscaloosa, Alabama. Y'all know the story. We've talked about that. If you declare martial law, these judges will have no power whatsoever. It'll be strictly a military. We'll go to a military tribunal type law. These guys, the military, can go in there, the judges' quarters, bayonet and fix and say, judgy boy, follow us. You can either go walking out or you can get drug out. We're taking you to the camps. And we can initiate up. We can start kicking all these illegals out and doing all this wonderful stuff. So go ahead, take off on that if you will, Don. Should he declare martial law?
Okay, let me get to that sort of in a roundabout way here, because everything you're saying about the judges is right. They're a huge problem, and the left is always going to try and create obstacles, whatever they can to do to stop Trump. But here's what I'm looking at. At the same time, you got these judges that are ruling against what Trump's agenda left and right. But what I'm looking at, it's been 3 months now. The last 4 years, let's go back. I mean, In 2016, Trump was all about lock her up, okay? He was talking about Hillary Clinton.
Yes.
And everyone was yelling at his rallies and stuff. There was a debate between he and Hillary where something came up, and Hillary said something. He goes, and Trump said, well, that's because if I was president, you'd be in jail. More or less saying that if he became president, Hillary was going to be tried on criminal charges. Well, of course, that didn't happen, right? But look at everything that happened to Trump from the time he took the oath of office in January of 2017. I mean, just one crime against him after another, really. I mean, all these hoaxes, the lawfare, the impeachments, you know, it was one thing after another.
Russia hoax.
I mean, the Biden administration general declared war against half the country. We were the domestic terrorists. We were the enemy of the Biden administration. So you would think Trump, of all people, he should have had an enemies list. His administration, through Pam Bondi, the attorney general, through the FBI, through whatever other means, they should be indicting people. They should be starting by now. I mean, start with the Biden crime family. Look at all the people that committed crimes. Look at, even Elon Musk's thing. It's unearthed so much criminality and fraud, and yet nobody's being arrested. Nobody's being tried for anything. And it's looking to me like, again, the total lack of government accountability that characterized the Biden administration is going to, Trump reminds me, there's never been a politician that was as vicious in insulting his opponents and enemies as Trump, right? I mean, the guy is unbelievable at insulting people. I mean, that was, a lot of people were turned off by that because no politician had ever done that before. So he reminds me of Don Rickles, okay, the way he insults people. But when it comes to actually taking action against them, he's Mother Teresa. You know, he doesn't apparently want to go after all the people that try to destroy him. That doesn't make sense to me. There's something wrong there, okay? And I'm starting to have serious doubts about what's going to happen with Trump 2.0. I mean, come on. And it's not about retribution. It's about an accounting. It's about justice. It's about national reconciliation to what was done to not just him but us over the past 4 years, but I don't see anything happening in that direction, and that disturbs me greatly. You know, I can remember when Reagan was elected back in 1980, and a lot of people said then, this is 45 years ago, that this was the last chance to clean up the country, right? And, of course, then I was young then, and I was really happy when Reagan was elected, but then I looked at the people he appointed to his cabinet. I mean, there was a few good ones, but it was mostly business as usual, drawn from the same elites. You know, the Council on Foreign Relations, Trilateral Commission, and people like that. And Reagan really didn't do much. He was all talk. He was all rhetoric and no action, just like Trump was the first time around. So here we are 45 years later. And, we need to clean up this country. And it's not going to be done democratically. This is not a democracy anymore. When Trump was elected, I wrote an editorial for the Freedom Times in 2017 saying we need a strong man. We need a strong man to clean up this country, or else it can't be done. And I also wrote an article back then about the left was launching a color revolution against the country. This was in January of 2017, so I was pretty much ahead of what was taking place as far as trying to alert people to it. So again, here we are already 8 years later. Yeah, Trump, the only way Trump's agenda, if he's sincere about it, is going to be pushed through. It's got to be done through being what his enemies all say he is anyways. Might as well become that dictator they all say you are. Help us out for once, be our dictator. That's what we need. And, that's another thing. I can remember most of my life people saying that. This country, I remember my father said, we need a dictator. We need somebody to clean the country up. And if it's not done in the next few years, I think the left will go right back into power and all hell will break loose because they will push through their agenda, and they will go after their enemies, their perceived enemies. So if Trump doesn't do it, there's going to be a lot. Like I said, we'll just see what happens. But it's very disturbing what's been going on.
Is he going to have to, in order to get things done, is this so bad, Don? Is the country, are we being ruled with an iron fist, such an iron fist by these communists, they call themselves progressives now. The Democrats, the Democrats, hardcore Satanist Democrats call themselves progressives. That's just another name, another moniker for communist, for Bushovich.
Right.
They are not going to obey any type of law. And I've seen this, but from experience, I got to do, look, they defy the law, they defy the so-called Constitution, I think that's a laugh, but they do what they want to do. He could at least, if he's really serious, Don, he could at least do this. He could do like Andrew Jackson said, we talked about this on this program before, he could tell, the Supreme Court, you made that ruling, well, let's see him enforce it. Supreme Court can go to hell, I'm sending all these Indians over to Oklahoma.
Well, Biden was ignoring Supreme Court rulings, and I mean, Biden was obviously just a puppet, but, he needs to. If it takes martial law, you know, then fine. Let's do it. But yeah, it's. I'm so tired of us losing. And look at the Supreme Court. You know, every time the Democrat president appoints a Supreme Court justice, they're always a true blue liberal or Democrat. You know, and like you said, progressive. I can't stand that word because it means progress. Okay. When they don't stand for just the opposite. But yeah, they always have reliable justices. But with the Republican will nominate Supreme Court justices, and half of them will turn out to be liberals. Isn't that amazing how that works out? And, you know, and just,
yes.
I mean, the Republican Party is a joke in a lot of ways, and that's a big part of it too. It's got to turn into a genuine opposition, or we're not going to have an opposition.
The Democratic Party.
The Democrats were trying to turn this party. They were trying to make America a one-party state. Let's make it a one-party state, but. With them not part of, you know, ban them, as I wrote the other day, ban the Democrat Party, if that's what it is.
But Don, with that, we got to go to our last break of the last hour.
Do you
back,
treasure
folks.
Your liberty? Well, at LovingLiberty.net, we most certainly do. And we want to help protect your liberty, too. Become part of the family. Everyone knows that the core of any society is the family. Therefore, the government should foster and protect the integrity of its family, we the people. Won't you join us as a Loving Liberty sponsor to help us promote the principles in the 5,000-year leap? Let's restore the miracle that changed the world at LovingLiberty.net.
This is Attorney Jason Ruff, General Counsel of the Knights Party based out of Harrison, Arkansas, and proud supporter of Blood River Radio. I, like you, am concerned about the destruction of our beloved America and our racial kindred people and our cherished liberties. As an individual and as a nation, liberty is what we seek. Liberty is important. It is what allows us to be independent, and if properly used, liberty allows us to fully worship God in all areas of life. And with that worship comes more liberty. We are on the verge of anarchy in this country. And personal liberty is looked upon as a crowning achievement of the people. However, Christianity and white law and order is viewed as the enemy of this newfound freedom, and that is why it is under attack. Learn more by listening to Blood River Radio every Saturday from 4 to 6 p.m.
As you are aware, America is divided over every fault line possible. This is intentionally fostered by those who do not love God, family, or country. We believe a peaceful future as a free people absolutely depends on civility. Clarion Call for Civility is looking for funding and volunteers at every level to make our hopes and efforts a reality. Please donate, sign our pledge, and help us in our sacred cause. Please visit callforcivility.com for more details. callforcivility.com.
Dear Blood River Radio family, I was just reading this news article during the break from True News. I think they got it from Reuters. It says, unprecedented amount of United States bombs on the way to Israel to crush the Palestinians like they did. How many is left to crush? Well, this article came after there was another, I've read another article somewhere. It said that Netanyahu muscles his way into a White House meeting. Lo and behold, after this muscling away to the White House meeting, all these bombs are heading over to Israel. And now I'm going to kind of try to tie this together a little bit before I ask Don to comment on it. I go all, like Sam said one time, I go all around the world, but he said he was amazed how I've tied all this crap together. But anyway, back in 1920, 1918, during, you know, the end of the so-called Russian Revolution, which Alexander Solzhenitsyn says it was not a Russian revolution at all. He said it was, Russia was overthrown. Maybe he didn't say it, but I'll say it, by a group, a very, 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 very small group of communist Jews. And they overthrew, he said they hated the people who had the Russian Revolution. They weren't Russian. They hated Russians. They enslaved, the Russian people were enslaved for like 75 years, 80 years before they were finally overthrown. The Russian people came in when under Putin, being a strong man. He kicked the Russian oligarchs out. He kicked the Jewish oligarchs out, kicked the Jewish international bankers out. Now the Jews are so pissed off. They hate Russia anyway. They're blood enemies going back 150 years, where the Russian people threw the Jews out pretty much under Putin and their end cycle, and they got rid of all the Jewish bankers. They got rid of the Jews that owned all their oil, their coal, everything else that could be owned. And they kicked the slave masters out. They broke loose their slave chains from the Jews, and now the Jews hate them for that. They hate the Russian people because they kicked off, they got rid of their slave masters. Now the Russians, there's a big a revival over there. They're going back to their Russian Orthodox Christian roots. Now, coming over to the United States, I see that the Jews have totally, in my opinion, and I think I can back it up if I had enough time, since what we've read this last week, Don, with document after document after document, how the Jews control everything in this country. Like we talked a minute ago, they control the universities, they control the media, they own the pharmaceutical companies, they run the Center for Disease Control, they got the FDC, they own everything. You know how many dual citizenship politicians we have in Washington, D.C., senators and Congress own and own? I'm thinking that not only are they going to want a greater Israel, they want a greater world. These Jews are not going to be satisfied, Don, just to get a greater Israel and conquer. Now I got to hurry up and make this quick. Back under Sunboy Bush, they had what they call, when the neocons came in, with people like Crystal and the fellow who invented that machine that you go through with the X-ray, you go through the X-ray machine. His Russian name was the devil. But he had all these Jews in his cabinet. He had all these rabbis in with him, and I'm trying to tie a lot together, but it's continuing. They said that they wanted to drain the swamp, and then so now they got the swamp was Libya, Iraq, Iran, all those countries over there in the Middle East. The only country left over there in the Middle East still standing is Iran. So, Don, I hope I didn't confuse you, but are they going to? Do the Jews, do they really want a one-world government? And has Trump completely fell under the spell? It looks like he has. We just talked about how many billion. They gave him $1 billion for his election campaign. I've seen him go down to Queens where that Rabbi Schneerson is buried. He's supposed to be some kind of a Jewish Messiah. He puts his little Jew beanie hat on. He put a little pebble on the Jew's rabbi's grave. What the hell is going on there, Joe? I mean, is Trump? I mean, and keep in mind, I'm going to say I hate to sound arrogant. I've known Trump was a Jew from the day one. I don't trust that son of a bitch. Make some sense out of my babble. I just put out there as best you can, Don.
Hey, I don't think I can, but. That's a lot to bite chew off on, Eddie. But I'll just mention my one site again, AmericanFreedomNews.us. If you go there, on the homepage, about two-thirds of the way down, is an article that I republished called "You Should Read These Two Intelligence Reports from the American Expeditionary Force in Siberia, 1919. And it's,
yes.
It's a long. If you click it, then it's right from the horse's mouth, and it details the revolutionaries in Russia, and that so many of them were Jews. I mean, it was something that was allowed to be talked about in this country. I mean, even then, it was kind of taboo. I mean, you know, Henry Ford took a lot of grief for trying to wake up the American people again a century ago. So it's been a long-standing problem. I guess the way I look at it, that we enable Israel, I think politically, if we could end all the support of Israel, financial and military, et cetera, then that's the best way to defang them. And so we've got to change things politically here. I think, it's hard to know exactly, but you look at the internet and comments and things that people write about where they aren't censored. And I think there's far more awareness of what, historically been called the Jewish question than ever before. I mean, a lot of people are wise to it now. But it's the same as like we were talking about Austin Metcalf. I mean, a lot of people are aware of black on white crime, black racism against whites. A lot of people are, but we just basically rub our hands in frustration. You know, we're not doing anything effective to counter it. And that's the problem. I think if Israel's ever to be checkmated and the Zionist movement, it's got to be done here domestically. It's got to be done in America. And, you know, again, if we can talk about it, we can be mad about it, but we've got to think of ways. We've got to be like the Jews in some ways. I mean, the Jews work together. They're highly educated. They're dynamic. They're a dynamic people. You got to admit that. I mean, they're very on top of things. They've survived all these years for those reasons too. So they're not, you know, I don't look at them as just satanic or something. I look at them sort of like the Mormons, except more powerful. The Mormons, and the Mormons provide a good example for whites. Actually, you know, they stick together. They have strong families. They help each other without having any malice or animus towards anyone else. They just simply help their own. And I think we have to think more in those terms too. And look how successful group. And the Amish, they're another one. I mean, they've been successful in not being part of the power structure, but they've stayed together for centuries in this country against a lot of pressure to assimilate into, you know, liberalism, et cetera. So, you know, I look at, we've got to think, what can we do to improve myself, ourselves? How can we get people, white people, thinking more of in group interests and trying to help each other without turning everything into a racial thing that we're always going to lose? Okay, so a lot of it can be done subtly. I mean, again, the Jews, they're super racially minded, but they're not always bragging about it or saying anything about it. They just help each other. And I think we have got to get that same kind of mindset and do the same thing while educating people and trying to turn into a political force. Because until we have, again, the only thing you can counter power is counter power. And we don't have that now. We don't have any of that. So that's the way I look at things. We've got to try to uplift ourselves and become better as a people and helping each other and thinking the right way and not reliving World War II forever or being mad about this or that, you know? Let's be the best people we can be and work together and try and help each other.
I think I think it's an awfully a positive outlook, practical outlook, common sense outlook. I was just going to make a comment. I don't have time. I see where Trump President Trump gave Iran with the end of May to make an agreement to get rid of their nuclear weapons. But no one mentions nary a word about Israel being what, the fourth largest nuclear power in the world. Why can't they get rid of their bombs? Why can't the United States get rid of their bombs? After all, the United States is the only country in the world that's ever dropped an atomic bomb on anybody. We dropped two of them. You know, but
Eddie, another thing, if I can just interject real quick, I mean, Israel is more and more unpopular around the world. World opinion has turned against Israel and Zionism, and in this country as well. I mean, there's more so-called anti-Semitism, anti-Zionism than I've ever seen in my lifetime. And so a lot of people, you know, it's, how does Israel stay in power? Well, they do it through oppressing the Palestinians and anyone they see as opponents. And more and more, they have to do that to everybody. They have to do it here. That's why they're trying to basically criminalize criticism of Israel. So they, you know, they're extremely unpopular. Their methods, you know, it's might is right kind of thing. You know, you throw a rock at me and I'll open up with a machine gun. But, you know, is that going to work? How long is that going to continue to work? You know, when world opinion continues to, mount against them.
You know, Thomas Massie in Kentucky, I think Trump's after him now because I believe, was he the only senator or congressman?
He endorsed Lindsey Graham and attacked Thomas Massie. So this is what the MAGA leader is doing.
I want to make another comment, but we ran completely out of time. Don, thank you so much, guy, for coming. I know when you came in, you didn't know what the hell we're going to be talking about, but it always turns I know it always turns
enjoy
out to
it.
Be good.
I do too. I love being on your show, Eddie. Thank you.
Even if you don't know what the hell I was talking about that last little bit, but, and I'm trying to figure out what I was talking about. But anyway, thank you so much, Don, for coming in, and thank you, Jay, for coming in and filling in. Miss Teenage America is off at her prom tonight, and tell her, Jay, tell Miss Teenage America that Papa said hi. And I hope she had wonderful fun, and I hope she enjoyed being young. But anyway, thank you, Blood River Radio family, for coming on. And thank you, Jay, for carrying us tonight and doing a masterful job. And people, God willing, we'll see you same time, same place next week. Could be the 26th. Good night, everybody.